2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 545, the three things you need to know this hour first.
The federal government is giving Utah communities $43.5 million. This is supposed to make up for the money local governments lose since they cannot tax federal land. I'm KSL News Radio's Martha Heron.
Second, the Biden administration is proposing a change to Title IX and offering protections over sexual orientation and gender identity. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Delays on I-215 South Belt breaking up, especially now that the rains have stopped. Still a little bogged down westbound from 2300 East over to about 7th East. And a crash. This is westbound on the 21st South Freeway at the off-ramp at 5600 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some moderate rain in southern Utah and some thunderstorms creeping northward. I'm Kevin Eubank.
91 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The House January 6th committee revealing a list of Republican members of Congress who asked then-President Trump for pardons for their support of his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Committee member Adam Kinzinger.
The only reason I know to ask for a pardon is because you think you've committed a crime.
The committee heard from former Justice Department officials who say Mr. Trump was ready to fire his acting attorney general and replace him with a low-level DOJ official who supported his claims of election fraud. The Supreme Court struck down a century-old New York state law which limits the right to carry a concealed firearm, saying it violates the Second Amendment.
The ability of masses of people to carry guns in New York City is going to fundamentally change life in the city as we know it.
New York Congressman Richie Torres says it'll lead to more violence. The Department of Transportation says complaints against U.S. airlines were up 300% in April from pre-pandemic levels. Daria Albinger, ABC.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
News.
Okay, let's get to this. KSL Sports, Jeremiah Jensen from KSL TV is here. The NBA draft starts in about 10 minutes. The Jazz have no first-round pick.
They have no second-round pick.
They could trade and have one, which means yes. Rudy Gobert might be on the block within the next hour or two.
Everything is on the table right now, Jeff. We have no idea what could happen tonight. It could be a lot. It could be franchise-altering, or it could be nothing at all. Because the Jazz don't have a pick. So if they want a pick, they'd have to trade with somebody else to get one, or they'd have to buy into the second round. Now, if you're trading to get into the first round, it's going to take some assets, and you have Rudy Gobert. You have Mike Conley that's involved in trade rumors. You have Royce O'Neal that's now involved in trade rumors. So a lot of things could happen tonight. Draft night is a night where a lot of things in the NBA could take place as far as trades go. So this is a moment we think could be a big night for the Utah Jazz because of that reason.
There were rumors running around today that Rudy Gobert had wiped his social media accounts of any mention of the Jazz. Is that true?
No. He still has his jersey number on Twitter. I think it's just I don't read too much into that, the fact that he changed up some things on his Instagram. But the truth is, Jeff, there are some rumors out there. There has been rumors out there all month. It makes a lot of sense that the Jazz would trade Rudy Gobert right now because his value is so high. And in order to revamp this roster, they would have to move somebody that takes up a lot of salary cap space, and that is Rudy Gobert.
Okay, so there are rumors he's going to the Bulls.
Ah, no. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think the Hawks are a viable option anymore. There's one team out there that is very aggressively pursuing an elite center. And according to Jake Fisher of Bleacher Report, the Raptors are very interested in Rudy Gobert. And that would make a lot of sense because they've got a player in OG Anunoby who fits exactly what the Jazz are looking for right now to improve their wings position situation. So keep an eye on that tonight.
It doesn't make sense for Rudy. He'd go up there and have to make that Canadian money.
A lot more taxes in Toronto. So, yeah, Rudy wouldn't like that too much.
All right, we only have a moment, so let me get to this. Donovan, is he protected?
He's going nowhere. This franchise has decided that they're going to move forward as Donovan Mitchell as their centerpiece. I know all the rumors and all the buzz about him potentially leaving when his contract's up, but as of right now, Donovan Mitchell is not going anywhere. The Jazz have no interest in trading Donovan Mitchell.
All right, anything can happen this evening. Stay close. Check out Jeremiah Jensen on KSL TV tonight.
See
what's
up. Could be an exciting night.
Watch your phones. KSL News Time 550. Thanks, Jeremiah.
You got it.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.